And first up, we're going to speak with Delphine Hazel. She's the executive director for the Pearly Health Foundation. How are you, Delphine?
I'm very well. Hi, Sam.
Delphine, you have been very busy. I understand there's some rebranding at the Pearly.
Yes, that's correct. So yesterday we were quite excited, you know, to show our new name, our new logo, and so and new colors. And so now we're Pearly Health. And what's so excited about it really is it really speaks to who we are now. And so that was a great change.
It's amazing to see how much work is being done. I've particularly, as you know, thought about all of you over the last 18, 19 months and how challenging it's been for all of you. The most notable change from your rebranding is removing the word veterans. Can you walk me through why that was an important piece of this, Delphine?
Well, I think when what happened is it's been a long process. Over 2 years ago, we really talked to the community and tried to understand, are we well, does our name really reflect who we are? And it was not quite there. And it's just because we are doing a lot more than just providing care for veterans. We believe in excellence in care and service for seniors and veterans, and we want to lead and advocate for change. So that's why it's a new name, but it doesn't mean that veterans are not part of the story. Really, veterans is part of our DNA. And just to recognize that, yesterday I was had the honor to unveil the new name for our veterans home. We have three homes, really, three residents on campus. And one of them now is going to be the Rideau Veterans Home. And that was really important because it's recognizing one of our funding institutions. It's going to add capacity to care for seniors, well, for veterans, really, in a secure unit. And that's going to be able to respond to the care that they need and deserve. And we're also going to have a hall of honor to honor the past and the present veterans and all Canada's veterans.
It is amazing the work that's been done. As you know, you were very kind a number of years ago to take me on a tour. And, you know, I left that tour feeling so different about the Pearly. You know, we just kind of think we know about an institution. But the reality is once you walk those halls, you realize that's just the bricks and mortar. It's the people inside. It's the feeling you have inside. And you've really done a beautiful job of making it feel very home-like. And your staff are absolutely incredible. Delphine, I know you have a chance to work with a lot of the staff from the Pearly Health organization, and they're just doing exceptional work as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Absolutely. You know, everyone really believes in that excellence in care. And it's a teamwork. There is no question about it. But from the time you visit us, you know, what's really different or new at the Pearly is now we have a center of excellence in frailty-informed care. And that's really a place where we do research, but also making sure that all the best practice that we uncover, we have an active knowledge transfer component to it. So really is we want to transform the care for seniors and veterans at the Pearly, but everywhere. And so that's why also the name change was important.
For sure. How many people would you be caring and supporting at the Pearly?
So tonight there will be 600 seniors and veterans who are going to sleep here.
Yes.
You know, and they live from independent living all on their own, or some needs a little bit more help. And then we have 450 long-term care beds. So it's really important to be able to give the right care at the right time, but also to have those meaningful program and activities that really you come to the pearly to live life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Delphine, when you do your work every day, and of course, the work of raising money is not an easy one. It's, you're inspiring a community, and people are so kind and generous, of course, in this city, and you do a lovely job. But when you're raising money, is there someone in particular that maybe comes to mind for you as to, you know, why you do what you do every day?
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, it's difficult to think of only one, but I'm just going to share a story from this morning. We have Jack here, and so he cannot really remember my name every day. So every day we kind of the same conversation, and what's your last name? And he looks at it, it's like, oh, you asshole, and oh, that. Yeah. And then it's like, well, it's all good. I'm Mr. Trouble, so we're meant to be together. And you can see, you know, like he is on his way to go outside because he loves to be at the by our duck pond, and he's just having a good time. And that's what it is. And I just have the privilege to walk in his home.
Oh, that's
and that is so wonderful, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's taking care because the nurses are going to be there for him, and the PSW, and also our volunteers are so exceptional. We have over 400 volunteers.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that you work in his home as opposed to he lives where you work. Right. I think that's it's a small change in the wording, but I think it's a really important one. And we know coming up on November 11th, it's such an important day for you at the Pearly Health Organization. Walk me through what your plans are, Delphine.
Our plans for
Remembrance Day.
Oh, so for Remembrance Day. So this year, again, is not going to be a normal Remembrance Day like in the past, but here it's always so important. And what we started last year is we have a new campaign where we're asking the community to support Canadian flag that we're going to plant in our lawn in front of the building, and that is just a great way for everyone to show our support and how we know veterans, you know, like without them you and I will not have the life that we have today. So it's a great time to recognize them. And unfortunately, we probably not going to have the big gathering again. So it's really important that we can show that sea of flag just in front of our home and demonstrate our respect and show them that we remember.
Absolutely. And you do it so beautifully. And I know it's been challenging the last couple of years, but we know, of course, we always stop to remember on that important day, November 11th. Delphine Hassel, always a pleasure to connect with you, Executive Director for Pearly Health Foundation.